Okay. So the next question is from Ramagiridhari Das. I have seen that Srila Prabhupada always emphasizes that women shouldn't be given independence, but in the following purport, women are advised to go to the forest. So how can we understand this instruction? The quote from the 6th canto, 14th chapter, verse 41 is as follows. Similarly, for a woman who has no son, who is not cared for by her husband, and whose co-wives neglect her, treating her like a maidservant, to go to the forest is better than to remain at home. End of quote. So this is another case of conflicting rules. And in fact, you'll find this is practically the subject of Mahabharata. What do you think? It's the whole story after story is on about conflicting rules and how they were resolved and people. Like, I mean, even the whole Bhagavad Gita is based on that. That Arjuna, how can you fight your guru? How can you not fight? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But actually, because Krishna ordered him to fight, then everything was auspicious. So, women shouldn't be given independence, as Srila Prabhupada often quoted from Manu. Nastriyam swatantra arhati. It is not proper that women be independent. So, in the case that Srila Prabhupada is citing, it's the woman who is not cared for by her husband. So it seems she doesn't have independence, but she's not protected or cared for. It's that when it's said that women are not to be given independence, it doesn't mean that they're thrown into prison and whipped. But they're supposed to be protected and cared for in all respects. That's what they get. And independent women, no one cares for them, no one protects them. So women can have their independence, but they can't have protection or love or respect. So a woman who is neglected, then to go to the forest is better than to remain at home. Of course, in the modern age, going to the forest is hardly recommended anyway, because people don't have the ability to perform austerities, to live in the forest like that. Another thing is there are hardly any forests anyway. They've all been cut down, mostly. And even in the forest, everything is covered by the forest department, and there'll be government workers there, and you can't, even in the forest, you might not get much peace. Well, Srila Prabhupada's alternative in the Western countries was that you could join the ISKCON temple. That's what he allowed for women, because in India, at least up to that time, Hare Krishna, someone didn't like what I was saying. We don't want women joining the temple. So pull the plug out.